secretive feel, a beeriness, gore, an earthy moans from rattling bones behind each coastal door. It's more than boo that'll frighten you. I long to hear your cry. You won't survive the tale that I've so ghoulishly devised. Dark and haunted, he's undaunted. Tales from the crib. Welcome, kiddies, to what I affectionately like to call Monsterpiece Theater, where we scare enough to send you the very beast. This is your old bosom bloody, the Crypt Keeper here, with a twisted tale of terror under the big top. What's that? You're all tied up? Perfect. Because my gory little story features a mystical magic rope and two circus performers who get hung up on their new act. Here, my dear Fright Fiends, is a sojourn to a sickening circus where revenge and rancor rule. So prepare yourself, boils and ghouls, for a nasty little nugget I call, This Chick'll Kill Ya.
No. What do you mean, no? I just asked you for the money in the register. What don't you understand? Cash register? Money?
No.
Herb, stop arguing with the guy. Forget the money. Let's get out of here before somebody comes in the store, stupid.
Can you believe this guy won't give me... I said, give me the money. Open the damn register and give me the money. Now.
No.
What? It's my birthday. You can't say no.
This is crazy. Herb, let's get out of here.
No. You don't want to give me the... No? There. Does that make it clear?
Herb, what the hell are you doing?
And that's if you're hard of hearing. I said, give me the damn money.
What hard of hearing? You blew the guy's face off. You killed him. Let's get out of here.
Still not answering? You don't understand a gun? How about a garden shovel that's been marked down for a quick sale, huh?
Put that down. Let's get out of here.
That's for telling me no. And that's for telling me no the second time. And that's for getting me mad on my birthday.
Herb, are you nuts? Give me that shovel. Get in the car. Let's go now.
On my birthday, Inez.
Happy birthday. Get in the car.
Wait.
What?
I heard something. What's that?
What? Nothing. Let's go.
Somebody's in the back room. Hey, you, come out.
There's nobody. Nobody heard us. Nobody's here. Move. Let's get out of here. God, what a mess.
Hey, you want some potato chips for the road, Inez?
No, I don't want potato chips. Somebody's going to come in here for a newspaper or something. Go, move.
All right. Don't tell me you're hungry later.
Move.
Sure you don't want any, Inez?
No, I don't.
Last bite of birthday cupcake.
No, I don't want any birthday cupcake.
Yeah. Mmm, chocolate.
So, it doesn't bother you, Herb?
Me? Nah. Another year older, another year better.
Not your birthday, stupid. That convenience store. You were going to get a little cash, move on to Oklahoma, simple and sweet. You murdered that guy. For what?
He didn't respect me on my birthday.
What was he going to do? Blow out some candles while you were rifling through his cash register? You got to control that temper, Herb. What are we going to do now? Maybe go to Mexico? I don't know.
Hey, look, Inez. Surprise! Another pack of cupcakes. I'm sure you don't want any.
Give me those damn cupcakes. There. End of surprise.
Why'd you throw my birthday cupcakes out the window?
And you're gonna follow them. Shut up.
Hey, you wanna look at my new garden shovel? I just gotta wipe it off here.
Shut up.
Inez, pull over. Stop the car.
What? What? What's the matter? What is it?
There.
Don't tell me you want me to drive back for the cupcakes, Herb. Please don't tell me that's why you made me stop.
No, the billboard.
What billboard? That? It's a circus. It's a traveling circus. They're staying here in Allegheny County for a month. I don't have my glasses. Otto and Mudgley Circus. Some European guys. So?
That's our Mexico.
English, Herb, what are you talking about?
Instead of going to Mexico, don't you see? We can join the circus.
You know, you weren't like this before you went to prison that third time.
No. I'm not kidding. You know, we can say we're a circus act passing through town, looking for a job and work at the circus and hide out till things cool down. You can ride a horse.
I'm allergic.
Oh, yeah, right.
So I can sort of ride a horse, sort of, and you can sing? Yeah, sing. You said you were in a church choir when you were a kid.
Till I mugged the Monsignor.
Oh, I can see it, yeah. We can say we're the Galloping Martinis from Texas, yeah. Yeah, they got a lot of guys who ride and sing in Texas, and the circus guys, they're from France or Russia or somewhere, right? What the hell are they going to know about Texas?
Herbie, that almost makes sense.
Oh, come on, Inez. We got nothing to lose, right? Just till it cools down a little, and then we can take off, and we can go to Watermelon Pit Junction in Oregon, you know, like we planned. See? I'm another year older and another year wiser.
Well, the first part, anyway.
Hey, stop fucking before I smack you again, damn it!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, after that display of horsemanship by Herbert Martini, we have a song by Inez Martini. Professor, if you please.
Hey, watch out. You almost trampled me again.
The damn horse isn't steering right. You watch out. Stay out of my way.
What is so high in the sky, right over my head?
Watch it, Herb.
Yellow and blue, through and through, and sprinkled with red.
Hey!
Stop it, you damn horse! Stop it! Oh, I can't hold on.
No, watch out! Get off me, Herb!
Quick, please, something!
That was the two galloping martinis, ladies and gentlemen. The two galloping martinis. Yes, thank you. We're glad to be in Oklahoma because Allegheny County audiences are the greatest audiences in the world. Yes, indeed. And now, the Otto and Mudgley Circus, direct from Europe, presents our world-famous laugh makers, led by your very own favorite, Otto Der Clown!
What? Otto, get out there in the ring! Do your act!
Go to hell, Jeffrey. You expect me to follow those rotten galloping martinis? They are terrible. They make the ring smell. I will need a gas mask to perform.
Oh, here he comes, children. Otto Der Clown.
Otto, please, you've got to go out there and cheer up that crowd.
Oh, I am half owner of the circus also. That's the fist, I'm idiot. Why did you hire those two imprecise dumpkiffer without asking me? Oh, it is the woman, yeah?
Who, Inez? Of course not. Don't be silly. Never heard of anything so preposterous. That's ridiculous.
I see. In my country, that is known as a horizontal answer.
He's coming out, folks. Otto Der Clown. Really?
They complicate our very precise business, Jeffrey. Now you will uncomplicate it, yes? I will come to your trailer at precisely 8 to have a little review of our very precise business. By then, you will have thrown out those two idiots. Do we understand each other, Herr Ringmaster?
All right, Otto, all right. I'll pitch their asses out in the street. Ladies and gentlemen. the pitching asses will be out in a few moments. Pitching things, as trained asses are prone to do. After they, oh, God.
Damn! Damn! Now,
now we're going to get fired just because our act stinks. Hey, who is it? What the hell do you want?
Is it that you are busy? Is this the correct trailer? You are Herb Martinez? May I come in, mister?
Can't you see I'm pissed off and I'm redecorating my dressing room?
Ah. The spirits have led me to you. I have an offer that may interest you, mister.
Well, I don't know. Inez usually handles stuff like that. She says I'm a little too tense.
Oh. I sense that she is not present.
No.
Oh.
She's in Mr. Mudgley's trailer talking him into not firing us.
Oh. Turn on that small lamp, mister. Direct the light toward my face.
For this? Sure.
Gaze upon my face, mister.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Look deeply, deeply into my eyes. Drink of my sensuous lips.
What? Sure. Okay, now what do I do? Oh. Now, yeah, wow, that's something.
Listen carefully, mister. I was in the audience a small while ago. I viewed your performance.
Were you there before or after I fell off the horse?
Never mind the horse. As you can see, mister, I carry a wicker basket, and I wear a robe of turquoise and crimson.
You selling robes?
No, I am not selling robes. Listen to me. In my native country, I am known as a fakir. It is what you Americans call a magician. I will show you something wondrous that can be used in your performance, mister.
Good. Inez and me need to stay in the circus for a little while longer. It's professional reasons. Inez will be back in a minute.
Forget Inez.
Inez who?
I'm arriving! Oh, Billy! Oh, apparently I've arrived. Yes. Oh. Oh, thank you for wearing the animal trainer costume, Inez.
I've never made love with anyone in a lion suit before, Mr. Mudgley.
Well,
So, we'll get that little extension? You'll give us another chance?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed, Inez. I'll give the galloping monkeys another chance.
You know, Mr. Mudgley, if you count the time you hired me, this is my second visit to your trailer.
Oh.
Isn't it about time that I... May I call you Jeffrey?
Oh, that is very serendipitous, Inez, because I was going to ask you if you wouldn't mind calling me by, a special name. It's, sort of private, something I really don't reveal to everybody.
I'm not everybody, Jeffrey.
I find it rather, you know... exciting.
Oh, this is fun. And what is your secret name, Jeffrey?
Jip Jip.
Is it now? How about this? Jip Jip.
Oh, my stars and jobbers.
Jeffrey! This is the ring.
What?
Jeffrey!
Oh!
It's my husband, Herb!
Oh, not unless he speaks German. It's my partner, Otto! It's 8 o'clock. We're supposed to review some illegal... I mean, sensitive business. Quick, just put on your shirt. I'll put on these and just take a pile of clothes and... quickly. Over here, the window. It's not a long hop. Yes.
Jeffrey, where is it here?
One moment, Otto. I'm putting the trash out. Oh, dear me. I didn't mean that you were. I mean...
Don't worry, Jeffrey. Next time I'm over, I can dress up as a garbage collector.
Oh.
Geronimo.
Here, help us! Where are you?
Coming, Otto, coming! There we go.
Why did you lock the door, Jeffrey?
Otto, was it locked?
Perhaps to surprise me. This is a lovely lion costume. Does it itch?
What lion costume? Oh, this lion costume. Oh, well, you see, Otto, it's all...
We were to review business.
Business? Oh, yes. It's 8 o'clock. Right.
No, it is 37 seconds after 8 o'clock, Jeffrey.
Oh.
Even though I am dressed as a clown, I am still very precise. I am a precise clown.
Yes. Yes. The most precise, Otto, indeed.
We review, yeah? Do you have your list?
List? Ah, yes, list. Right here.
Pencil?
Right, pencil.
Sharpened?
No.
No. Here, I have one for you.
Oh, thank you, Otto. You are a most precise clown.
The most precise, yes.
Mm.
So, we begin, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You have briefed all our employees about the precise coordination for tomorrow night?
Yes, each and every one. I did.
Check. All the odd seat number tickets for the performance tomorrow have been distributed completely?
Friday night seats to a representative of every U.S. crime syndicate.
Check. They know what to wear for positive identification?
They will be wearing regulation brown suits.
Check. Souvenir circus bags are fully loaded?
All the drugs have been bagged, Otto. Yes.
Check twice. Once for drugs, once for bags.
Check drugs, check bags.
At 10 o'clock p.m. precisely, they are exchanged with the customers for cash?
In the odd number seats. Yes.
Check. And then precisely at 7 o'clock a.m. Saturday morning...
We divide up the take among our circus family, disband the show, and everyone scurries back to Europe separately.
Yeah.
Check and check and check.
Sehr gut.
You know, Otto, I keep thinking how fortunate it is that my brother-in-law in Parliament trusted me with this project.
Nein, Jeffrey, your brother-in-law is fortunate to have you carry out his project.
And how fortunate I am to have you, Otto der Clown, as a partner this last year.
It is not that I am a clown. It is that I am a precise clown.
The most precise.
Jawohl.
Oh, yeah, a little to the left. Yeah.
Hello, Herb? Herb? Any reason why you're laying on your stomach in bed with a strange woman kneading your butt?
What? Oh, hi, Inez. Inez, meet Wadini.
Hello, miss.
Oh, well, that explains everything. I won't even ask about all the smashed furniture.
Oh, yeah. A little to the right, Wadi. Oh, yeah. Wadi saw our act tonight, Inez. She's a faker.
Fakir.
Oh, yeah, right. Fakir. You know, a magician from India or the Mideast, Finland or somewhere. Visiting a relative here in Oklahoma for a month. That's enough, Wadi. I'm sitting up.
Yes, mister.
So, did you talk to Mr. Mudgley?
Yeah, I did. We're not fired. We got a little time.
Oh, great. Why are you dressed up like a lion tamer, Inez?
What, this? Oh, Mr. Mudgley gave it to me as an idea for our act.
Yeah. Really? Wow, am I stupid. You know, for a minute, I thought you were going to say because Mr. Mudgley was dressed in a lion costume and you went to bed with him.
Why only you would think of something like that, Herb?
Tell her that Wadi has a trick to show her that would be good for the act.
Wadi has a trick to show you that would be good for the act.
What? What was that, Herb?
Wadi has a trick to show you that would be good for the act.
Oh, does she? Okay, Wadi. Well, Herb slips into anything a little more comfortable. Let's see a trick. By the way, Wadi, have we ever met before? The women's detention facility in Buffalo, maybe? You look awfully familiar.
No, miss.
Go ahead.
Yes, miss. Look inside my basket, miss.
Yeah? It's just rope. Just some old rope.
Notice, I take this flute from my robes. And now...
Ugh, man. I feel like I was asleep for a week. What's the rope? It's standing up and... Hey, it's like a cobra, like a snake, and what's that tied on the end?
A little bell. Yeah, a bell.
You watch out!
Whoa, keep that thing away from me.
Hey, what's going on? Geez, how high is that thing?
It's not attached to the ceiling or anything, so how's it just sticking straight up?
Do not touch the rope.
Yeah, sure, okay. You don't want to spoil the trick or anything.
The power of the spirits run through it. Only I may touch it.
Okay. But how do you...
Excuse me, miss. Stand aside.
Wait a minute. The rope's not attached to anything.
She's climbing it. Hey, you know, Wadi, you sell something like that to some of the guys I know in jail, you make a fortune.
Please stand aside again, miss. I am coming down. And now.
Oh, you clap. It all just collapses back in the basket. Oh, you better shut your mouth, Herb. We have mosquitoes in here. Cute body. So, what's the secret?
There is no secret, miss. It is the spirit of the rope.
Hey, do we look that stupid? I mean, what kind of crap is that?
Calm down, Herb. It is the rope. See for yourself. The spirits are at rest. Feel it.
It is just rope. But then you gotta have some pull underneath there from the bottom.
Inspect
of
Inspect the basket.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah.
Her?
Nothing.
The spirit of my ancestors dwell in the rope.
Look, who cares? She can do it. What do you think, Inez?
This is real suspicious, Herb. You don't get something for nothing. Why did she come to us?
Hey, you're right, Inez.
I want nothing. The spirits have led me here.
She wants nothing. The spirits have led her here.
Oh. Oh, well, if you think so, Herb. You said she's in the States for a month. That's just right. I think we got us a partner. How much do you want to join the act, Waddy? And even third?
In my family, when such a connection is made, we do not take. We make an offering. I bring a bottle of wine as a gift, miss.
Wow! We get a partner, we got an alibi, and now we can even get drunk? Hey, Herb, we're really getting off easy.
That's what you think.
That's what we think.
What was that?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, my stars and job help. My time of arrival has occurred.
Yes.
Oh, marvelous.
So, you're here. You called me. Is it a yes?
Oh, yes.
Even before Juliana and her trained flea?
Oh, yes.
And what have we here?
Chilled wine.
Oh.
I got it as a gift, but I want to share it with you.
Oh.
From little old lion tame of me to big, strong lion you.
Ow.
I'm putting the martinis in the starring spot on this Friday's show. I want to celebrate the night the three galloping martinis make their grand circus debut.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers.
Hey, Inez. Oh. You in there?
Ah, he's not speaking German. Now it is your husband, Herb.
Yeah.
I knew it. I was right. The animal trainer costume she was wearing, the snake in the grass, was a lion.
What?
Pardon me, folks. I believe I hear Friedrich the monkey boy calling me outside the trailer.
Sit down.
Hey, wait a minute. Who are you planning to share the wine with, Herb? Your private masseuse?
I think that means Wadi, right?
What's that? Oh, coming, Otto. It's Otto the Clown calling me, folks. I must...
Hey, sit down!
Oh!
You're not going anywhere. You're always talking business with my wife. Well, I got a new garden shovel, and now I'm going to give you the business.
Jeffrey,
if you still drink. What has happened to the door of the trailer? What have we here? Horizontal sinking seems to lead to triangle results. What's the shit? What is happening?
Well,
I think quiet.
Glutting himmels, it's indeed rotten. I knew you two were trouble when you first came to the circus with the... Jeffrey, what is it? Your face is green.
I don't know, Otto. I feel very sick.
Glutting himmel, what a time for this. Our special audience is in their seats. The acrobats and trainers with their circus bags are ready to start distribution. You two, martinis, quickly, go to the tent and prepare for your performance. Quickly! Come in, headquarters. Do you read me? Over. There has been an unforeseen accident, but I'm pleased to report our men are placed in the tent in every other seat. One moment, headquarters, an intruder. What do you want now?
Can you hand me my new garden shovel?
Schnell, Bewegung! Get out of here!
What the hell's Waddy? I got a basket and rope. Look at that. Max the elephant's already sitting on that guy's head. It's almost time for us to go out in the ring.
Waddy, you'll be here in a minute. He was putting away the massage oil. So, what do you think happened to Mr. Mudgley getting sick all of a sudden?
You idiot! You were hitting him on the head with a garden shovel!
Oh, nah. Hitting someone with a garden shovel, that makes him turn black and blue. Mr. Mudgley was definitely turning green, and being an expert at poisoning people, I'd say it was, poison. Did he eat anything funny or drink anything?
The wine from R.D.
Well, both of you drank it, and you look okay.
He did, but I didn't. You smashed in the door before I could... Wait a minute. Wadi gave us the wine for you and me to drink. She said it was from her family spirits or something. Do you think she was trying to poison us? But we don't even know her.
Yeah, but she sure looks like somebody I've seen before.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, like in the last few days.
Oh, you are still...
Hello, Wadi. Shut the tent flap and come in. We go on in a minute.
You did not drink the wine I have given you. It was also a birthday present for you, mister. It is a few days late, I'm sorry.
How the hell do you know it was his birthday a few days ago? We never told anybody. The convenience store. Herb said it in the convenience store to the clerk. And you look like the clerk Herb shot. But how did
you find... Quick, cover her eyes. She's a faker. Don't let her look at you.
He was my brother. I was visiting him.
Ow, she bit me. You see, Inez, I told you I heard somebody hiding in the back of the store. It was her. She saw me shoot the guy and hit him with the shovel and even steal those potato chips.
My brother's spirit is in the rope now with the rest of my ancestors. I am the last one left. I wanted to poison you to revenge my brother's death. I will still get my revenge, no matter what you do.
Oh, Jesus, she gave such good massages, too. Dave, what are we going to do, Inez?
What we usually do, put her in the witness protection program. For our protection. Nobody comes back in the wings except the next act going on. That's us. Nice and isolated. And over here, tools from the work crew. Let her have it with this big hammer. Wham! Then... Put a body in this big canvas bag, zip it up, and when you're done, dump it down the sewer.
Oh, hey, look, kerosene, my favorite hobby.
You're brilliant, Herbie. After you're through with her, set a nice cozy fire, make it build for 5 minutes. I'll be out there in the ring singing the song. The tent flap will be closed. It'll cover any noise. Then you come out on the horse with the basket and the rope.
Oh, yeah. We start the act, yell fire, you jump on the horse, and then we make our getaway, just like in Paducah.
And now, showtime.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Inez Martini, one half of the Galloping Martinis. I guess most of you folks are from a convention, because I noticed that half of you are dressed in brown suits and the other half in blue suits. Well, this song is dedicated to you. Music, please. What is up high in the sky, right over my head?
Oh, down by heaven!
Yellow and blue, through and through, and sprinkled with red.
I bit my hand again, it's bleeding.
Rainbow trophy touches me, and tickles my face. Splatter a ton of the sun. Complaining of raining tears me apart. I'm cheering when clearing clouds mark a sunny day start. Sunbeams abound on the ground. I'll hide them away.
There's more Wadi here than I thought.
Won't let them spill. Not until the next rainy day. Thank you. Thank you. And now, my partner, the other half of the Galloping Martinis, Herb Martini.
It's all done. Here's the basket. Get ready to yell fire.
And now, Herb and I will show you something that will amaze and astound you, ladies and gentlemen. The two Galloping Martinis and their magic rope and basket. And have we got a real hot finish.
Here goes. Give me the flute, Herb. Ugh, you could have wiped the blood off it.
Well, it was dark back there.
Can you read me, headquarters? This is Detective Otto Clownfelder. I have infiltrated the tent unnoticed in my clown suit cover. I am hiding in the wings, but I can see the ring clearly. Ah, this portion of the tent is filling up with smoke from somewhere. God in Himmel, a fire alarm has been set off. But I'm holding my position until it is time to give the signal.
Hey, where's that rope going? I guess it's heading right for me.
The other end's headed for me.
Unfortunately, my ex-partner, the suspect, Jeffrey Mudgley, has been poisoned. The perpetrator may be one of the circus performers. But I see the syndicate people sitting out there in their brown suits. Every odd seat. They're watching the show. And I see our agents in their regulation blue suits seated in every even seat. At my signal, they will each turn to their left and make the drug bust.
No, the rope is attacking me. I bet it's the spirit of Wadeen. She's inside the rope with her family.
She's talking about holding a grudge.
The drug exchange is supposed to happen after this couple finishes their act, so I have to wait. You know, I have to say, the galloping martinis got better since the last time I saw them. That trick rope, the two ends wrapped around both their necks, pulled them high up in the air. Now they are both hanging way up high over the center of the ring like strangled meat. You know, one thing I learned in my year as an undercover clown, there's no limit to how high you can go in show business when you put a little spirit into it.
I'm back! I guess that about wraps it up, eh, kiddies? All neatly knotted. I should tell you, however, when the police tried to cut the bodies of Inez and Herb down, the rope just collapsed. And when they looked down the sewer, there was no trace of Wadi. So what happened to her bloody dismembered corpse? Maybe she's buried in Frankfurt, and Stuttgart, and Berlin, and Dusseldorf. And then again, maybe not. So next time you're passing through a small town, look for her sitting on the ground. She'll be there with her basket and rope. Just be careful, kiddies. Don't let her string you along. Until next time, creeps, I'll leave you with this cryptic remark. Death is nature's way of telling you that you partied too hard. And as we like to say around the crypt, you're not getting older, you're getting deader. Have a nice die.
The crypt is closed.